Hello, guys. Sharcasm Radio back again, episode 4. Welcome back. Right now it is Sunday, November 12th. Hopefully I'll be releasing this before it actually... Wow, it's not even Sunday. It's Monday. Monday, November 12th. I didn't have to work today, so it feels like a Sunday. So this week we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. I think one of the most important things and one of the most historical events are things that happened in the government with lawmaking, things like that. So we're going to talk a little bit about the recent legalizations of recreational marijuana and the recent legalization of same-sex marriage in some states. And we're going to talk, of course, about the re-election of President Barack Obama. Also going to talk about an Etsy shop that one of my friends opened up. It's called Emmy's Minis, and I want to talk about it because I think it's important to be exposed to small businesses, and this is actually a really cool store that I would definitely buy stuff from if I could afford anything right now. Going to talk a little bit about Anthony Bourdain. His series finale was on November 5th, I believe, and it ended with the show in Brooklyn. It's really cool. We're going to talk about Orangutan Awareness Week, which is from today, the 12th to the 18th of November. We're going to talk about what is ratchet, because I didn't know until I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. Going to talk a little bit about animal communication, and we're going to talk a little bit about the NFL, literally just one sentence about it, and about a New York Times article titled "The Fight Over Medical Marijuana." That's mostly what I'm going to talk about. Also, I asked viewers listeners from Tumblr and Facebook for some input on certain things, and I'm going to share their input with people. And if we have time, we'll be talking about funny tweets that I have seen on my Twitter that crack me up. And I also wanted to announce that Sharcasm Radio is officially on iTunes, so you can go to the iTunes store if you have iTunes on your computer, on your phone. Go to the iTunes store, go to podcast and search Sharcasm Radio, and you'll see me right there. You'll be able to listen to it, subscribe for free, and yeah, it's pretty awesome. I would love it if you guys listened, tuned in, and it also, you know, if you don't have iTunes, you can always go to my actual host website that has all of my podcasts. It's where I upload them onto anyway. So that's the most direct way to listen to them. And that's blueberry.com/sharcasm. But it's blueberry spelled B-L-U-R-R. No, just kidding. Whatever, it's on my websites. Either way. Yeah, so that's the introduction for today. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in again. I really appreciate it, and I love you guys. You're great.
Sharcasm Radio. It cured my lupus.
All right, so guess what happened? President Barack Obama is still President Barack Obama. Congratulations. But here's the thing. Not everyone likes that he's still the president. The worst part is that I think elections should be a time where we come together for the common good of civilization and us as Americans. You know, we want the same thing, really. It's just how we go about it that we disagree on. And people turn against each other, and it's like, it doesn't make sense that everybody starts hating each other because of this two-party system that we have. It shouldn't be about, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat, or who do you hate? Do you hate Obama? Do you hate Romney? No, like, we're all Americans. We all want to succeed. And it shouldn't be about, are you red or blue or whatever. Like, it's really sad. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I have not been subject to saying stupid stuff because of the election and this and that, because I am pretty anti-Romney. But the thing is, I'm not, oh God, I don't even know. I don't know what to say. It's just sad that there's people out there who think that Obama is evil and that Romney is evil, and they, like, they're, no matter what, I'm pretty sure they don't sit at their desks and say, oh, secretly I hate the American people and I want to see them, you know, like, collapse as a civilization and this and that. Like, they want to do what's best, but they have different methods, and we're not all going to agree on one, I guess, but... I mean, no matter what, we should be happy that somebody's out there representing us and that we have a voice, because there are a lot of people all over the world that can't even speak their own native language without going to jail or being tortured, and here we are freaking out because we have a president that didn't change everything in 4 years, or freaking out because Mitt Romney comes off as ignorant. That's all I'm gonna say. It's just, it's sad, and I hope that for the next election, as much as we turn against each other this time, I hope that we come together, because nothing's gonna get better if we keep talking crap about everybody. And so I went on my Tumblr and on my Facebook and asked people what they thought about the re-election of President Obama. So I'm going to read some of my people's reactions. On Tumblr, I said, what do you think about the president's re-election? The first answer I got was from Dirty American. She said, I hate it. Caps. Textiles answered, I'm excited because maybe it's a victory for reality as opposed to ideology, but I worry that there's a deeper plan on his opponent's side. AYT San answered, I was surprised to see how seriously everyone has taken this election, shocked at maniacal hype regarding Obama and his win. Humans are easily programmed. Gunshine State answered, I'm excited that our state, Florida, didn't hold everything up and the rest of the country was able to overlook our fuckery finally. That and two terms. Run and Blog That answered, I think it's worth every annoying email begging me for money just to see Fox report that Obama won Ohio in real time. It was beautiful. Sidewalk Beat said, I feel that reelecting Obama was a victory for progressives all over the country and that we really dodged a bullet named Mitt Romney. In response to your question, writes Am I Vicky, about Obama's reelection, I was shocked, but most of my friends are Republican warlords, so I was probably getting used to all the Romney love floating around. Obama is the lesser of two evils, but I wouldn't mind seeing a new party in power one day. Which is exactly my opinion about the lesser of two evils, and I wouldn't mind seeing a new party. Let's see, Facebook input. Ryan Dougal said, let's talk about the trucker who thinks Obama's a terrorist or the college kid who voted for Obama because Romney's going to ban contraception and being gay, and why both of these groups should have just stayed home on election day. Yeah, there's a video going around on YouTube of, like, Romney supporters at an anti-Obama rally or whatever, talking about Obama and saying all these things that are obviously... not factual, and I'm sure there's plenty of anti-Romney rallies that are the same, but yeah, there's certain people that just should stay home and watch that, what's that show about that little girl with the pig, I don't know what it's called, Boo Boo, Honey Boo Boo, yeah, they should just stay home and watch Honey Boo Boo. Yeah, nobody really told me anything on Tumblr, on Facebook about the re-election, but I could have just sat and read every status on November 6th if I wanted to do that, but I didn't want to do that, and I don't want to do that. So I went on my Tumblr and I asked people what they thought about the legalization of recreational marijuana in Washington and Colorado. B. Cavalier said, about time. Well Aware said, finally. Victim of Escapism said, yay. Letters for Burning said, all drugs should be legal everywhere. Alcohol is, and it does enough damage by itself. And Rubber Band Music answered, why aren't all of the rest of the states following suit? Sidewalk Beat, that lives in Colorado, said, I think it's about time we let reason take over this issue. I'm proud to be a Coloradoan and one of those that voted to legalize marijuana, not just because I want to get high, but because I think it's right and the moral thing to do. I'm interested in what the federal response will be, but I'm hoping that the new laws here in Washington set up a challenge for the Supreme Court to decide once and for all if the government has any right to tell us what we can or cannot put in our own bodies. And my friend Danny, that also lives in Colorado, said he's excited about it passing, but it's not as set in stone as people may think. The vote was to approve the framework of the system, but was hazy on the details of how to enact it. It's just cool because it'll be interesting to see the federal response, and hopefully we can start the process of cutting the shit and letting people get baked without filling prisons with people convicted of committing victimless crimes. And to be honest, I agree with everybody. Even though I only got 8 responses, I would have loved to get like hundreds of responses. But basically, I think it's fine, you know. I think that there are far worse things that are legal than marijuana. And I'm not even talking about like smoking it per se. I'm talking about using hemp as a resource, which is how we used to do things here. But anyway, that's for another segment. I think the legalization is great, and I think it's going to help a lot of people, and it's going to be interesting, like everybody pointed out, to see how the federal, like, laws, what they do and how they handle it and all that. And also, it's going to be interesting to see if the crime rate goes up or down or what happens with that, because that's such a huge ordeal for people that, like, the crime rate is high because, you know, because of marijuana, not because the fact that it's illegal and whatever. So it's going to be really interesting, and I think it's a really good progressive step that we're taking, and it's something that a lot of people want, that maybe a lot of people don't say that they want, but they do. Everybody knows somebody that smokes, and let's be serious. That's the truth.
Sharcasm Radio. It cured my mumps.
I also wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that it is Orangutan Awareness Week. Orangutan Awareness Week takes place every November to draw attention to the challenges faced by wild orangutans in their rainforest home, and to highlight how ordinary people can help by, you know, in many ways, including fundraising. And honestly, even just awareness, I think, is the biggest thing, which is why it's called Orangutan Awareness Week, not Orangutan Fundraising Week. It takes place between the 12th till the 18th of November, and on the 14th, there's something called Orange for Orangutan Day, in which people, you know, supporters would wear orange to support the orangutan cause. And one of my friends that lives in Kurdistan right now, who I met through Tumblr, he's asked me repeatedly why I'm so obsessed with monkeys. He just doesn't understand why I love monkeys and apes. And so I'm going to tell a little story. First off, I've always been an animal fan. As when I was a kid, I wanted to be a vet. But that was mostly because I liked dogs. I was a huge dog person, mostly because my parents didn't want to have dogs in the house, so that's what I wanted. And that's what every kid wants, is a puppy, you know. I grew up watching Full House, so I always wanted a Comet in my house, but I never had one. So basically, my first year of college at UCF, I took one of my first classes, or my two first classes I ever took were religion, world religions, and human species. So the first class I ever went to in college, first day of class, human species, I had no idea that the study of primates was even a thing. I didn't know that people went out in the wild and observed these fantastic animals, and I was taken aback by it. I was so surprised, and I was just like, wow, this is something that I would like to do. Like, we would, you know, we'd sit and I'd hear lectures about it, and it was like, I wasn't bored by all this stuff. I wanted to know about everything, like the genealogy and all the species and how they're related and how they came about, and, you know, evolution and how they evolved, some of them to have long tails and some of them don't have tails at all. I mean, that's the difference between monkeys and apes, one of the big differences. Monkeys have tails and apes don't have tails. And I didn't even know there was a difference between monkeys and apes. And that's when I found out. And honestly, after the first college class in 2006, I just became just so involved and in love with the study of primates, non-human primates, of course. And that's pretty much why I love them. And also, I think it happened the falling in love part happen when we were watching a video about them, just seeing them in the wild and seeing them interact with each other and learning about them and just how smart they are. It's just, it's crazy. And it made me, like, pretty much want to dedicate my life to it. And I haven't really or anything, but it is something that I have a huge interest in. And if you follow me on Tumblr, I post a lot about monkeys and apes and just pictures of them and things like that, because they're so interesting. Like, their faces, just, you can see what they're feeling. Like, they're so human-like, but they're also very innocent. Maybe not chimpanzees, per se, common chimpanzees, but yeah, they're beautiful creatures. I also got a request on my Tumblr. Somebody asked me to cover... said, I want to hear a whole segment on animal noises and animal communication. Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't have much time to prepare a whole segment on it, but I am going to read some examples of animal communication I found on the internet. Fireflies glow to attract mates. Peacocks use elaborate tails during courting rituals. Cobras inflate their hood to scare other creatures. Elephants use their trunks to talk to other herds over long distances, and male whales use their song to communicate with females, and wolves howl to call to other wolves in the pack. Dogs lick their puppies to bond, clean, and stimulate their development. Baboons use touch to show affection and groom each other, which, that's not really limited to baboons. Every type of non-human primate does this. Horses kick other horses to establish dominance. Skunks use their signature smell to deter predators. Ants use pheromone trails to follow each other. And cats rub against objects to mark them with their scent. Which actually reminds me of my cats. And when they rub themselves against me, it's mostly so that I can scratch them. It's not to mark their scent. Or maybe it is. Who knows? And here's a little bit more about animal noises. I want to talk a little bit about a man named Anthony Bourdain. Hoping most of you know who that is. He's on television, so it's likely that everyone knows who it is. He's actually a 56-year-old American chef, author, and TV personality. He was born in New York City, but he grew up in New Jersey. For the past 8 seasons, he's had a show on the Travel Channel called No Reservations. And on November 5th, his last show aired, and it took place in Brooklyn. And I wanted to talk a little bit about him because he's actually a really inspirational person in a lot of people's lives. He's really cool. He's down to earth. He, you know, he says it how it is. And I think one of his most famous quotes and one of my favorite quotes by him is, "If you're 22, physically fit, hungry to learn and be better, I urge you to travel as far and as widely as possible. Sleep on floors if you have to. Find out how other people live and eat and cook. Learn from them wherever you go." And I've actually tried to employ that into my life. Like when I go into, you know, visit other countries, I think it's stupid to go there and be closed-minded and be like, oh, I don't want to eat this food because it's, you know, it's different. It's not a burger. I think it's important for people to learn from other cultures and other people in general. And he definitely is one of the people out there in the public that holds that up. And here are some other quotes by him. Perhaps wisdom, at least for me, means realizing how small I am and unwise and how far I have yet to go. Meals make the society, hold the fabric together in lots of ways that were charming and interesting and intoxicating to me. Context and memory play powerful roles in all the truly great meals in one's life. Good food and good eating are about risk. And honestly, that's, you know, that's how life is too. Everything's about risk and taking risks, and you know, you're not, how are you going to know if you like something unless you try? And that's really what his philosophy is. And I have a clip here from his last show, his series finale. This is the ending of it, so this is how he closes out his No Reservations show.
It's been a wild ride. A lot of miles, a road sometimes smooth, sometimes hard and ugly. And I guess I could tell you that if you look hard enough, that just next door is just as interesting as the other side of the world. But that's not exactly true. If I do have any advice for anybody, any final thought, if I'm an advocate for anything, it's to move as far as you can, as much as you can, across the ocean or simply across the river. The extent to which you can walk in somebody else's shoes or at least eat their food, it's a plus for everybody. Open your mind, get up off the couch, move.
How great is that advice? Such great advice. Move. Don't stay in one place. You know, go out and explore the world. That's why there's so much of it. There's so much of the world, and if you occupy just one little part of it, what's the fun in that? All right, so let's talk about the NFL. This is all I have to say about the NFL for now. For the first time this week, or this weekend, there are no undefeated teams in the NFL. Good job, everybody. You've lost at least one game. So, I came up with this cool new segment. It's going to be called Rappers Say the Darndest Things. Yes, you guessed it. It's going to be a segment about rap lyrics that are crazy. Aren't they all, though, sometimes, mostly, when you hear them on the radio, usually? Anyway, so how did you come up with this idea, Char, you might ask? Well, everybody that's wondering, I came up with this idea while I was listening to the radio. I know, who does that anymore? And I listened to a song. I didn't really know if it was a song or if it was a joke, but the lyrics said, and I quote, "When I die, bury me inside the jewelry store." That's all I have for this segment. I think that's more than enough. Please, guys, suggest any lyrics. If you have any lyrics that you would suggest go under the Rappers Say the Darndest Thing segment for my next show, email me at charmin42@gmail.com. charmin42@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hi, this is the Notorious B.I.G., and you're listening to Sharkasm Radio.
So I've been wanting to do a segment on hilarious tweets, and I do my best to try to favorite them onto my own Twitter so that I don't miss them. So these are going to be, I'm reading some stuff off of my favorites, and some of them are ones that I've seen. One of my favorite ones during the presidential debates was my friend Shannon said, "And then Leslie Knope walked on stage and saved the American people and then the world." But that was awesome. One of my friends, Tyler, said, "If Obama doesn't mic drop the blueprint, there's that Jay-Z coaching." Someone, Passion Weiss, wrote, "Mitt Romney's 5-point plan is Dylon, 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 Dylon." Aziz Ansari said, "I hate everyone in the town hall so much. They're the dumbest people in the country. Why are they getting to ask shit?" That was when they had the town hall debate. My friend Carlo G. Lopez writes, "I just saw a dog walking his crackhead on the train. Whoa. Red line goodness." Now these are just general tweets. Andrea P. Cordova, one of my favorite tweeters, "Yo, this bird outside my window needs to shut the fuck up." Another one from Andrea. "Okay, Miley Cyrus, we get it. You're skinny now." Yeah, that's what I say. The blueprint. "If Obama was wise, he'd have made the Olympics a national holiday. 2 free weeks off equals mad votes." One of my favorites from Chris Bosch. "Today is a great day." Flipbook Rachel says, "Broke into my apartment using only a CD today. Hashtag, what you know about that?" One of my favorites from my friend Kaylin Catherine. "If I had to summarize my summer in 2 words, it would be boob sweat." That's awesome. It's so true. If I had to summarize my life in two words, it would be that. All right, well, that's all I have for this week's segment of hilarious tweets. Keep tweeting, people, and I will keep reading your hilarious tweets. Have you guys ever heard of Etsy.com? I'm sure you have, maybe not. Mostly, if you're a crafty girl, you've probably been on it. If you have a Pinterest, you've probably been on it. It's basically a website where you can buy, sell, and register items and have your own little shop. So I actually have a friend named Emmy who started a shop called Emmy's Minis, and she sells mostly little mini polymer clay jewelry creations. And let me tell you, they are the cutest, most realistic things I've ever seen. And I actually dabbled in the polymer clay business, and I made a few things with my friend Vicky, and they turned out really well, but they are very hard and very time consuming, especially if you want to make a certain, a variety of them. And this girl, Emmy, makes the most beautiful jewelry that I've seen on Etsy. And when I started making my own things, I looked at a bunch of stuff on Etsy just, to get what price range people sell their things for, things of that nature. But hers are definitely the best ones I've seen. So polymer clay is basically like, I don't really know the chemical details of it, but it's basically clay that you can put in the oven and bake it, and it gets hard. And you can make a lot of stuff with it. And if you get really creative, you can make really realistic looking things. And once you put them in the oven, they look kind of glossy, and making them look super realistic. So she makes pies and cupcakes. And these things are all the size of a quarter, and she puts quarters next to the picture so you can see how big they are. Swirly pops, little lollipops, frozen yogurts, ice cream cones, a little pizza, lollipops, and things like that. And some of them are just, little things that you can buy, like charms, and then some of them actually come with the jewelry attached to it, like something, one of them is a chocolate chip cookie ring. So cute. It pretty much looks exactly like, what's that cereal? The cookie crunch cereal. It looks just like one of those put on a ring, but it's actually jewelry that you can wear. There's a tiny taco ring, a meringue pie ring, a chocolate sandwich ring that's shaped in the heart, a rose ring, a sugar cookie ring. There's so many beautiful things. Mickey and Minnie Mouse sets, little rice and beans plate. It looks so realistic. A chicken Caesar salad plate with a plate and tiny forks. Oh my god, these are so cute. Oh, I want to eat them and wear them at the same time. A cheesy cheeseburger necklace, all these necklaces and rings and earrings, and god, they're so cute, and they're such a good idea for little gifts to send to people, especially since the holidays are coming up. Most of them are $5.99 or less. The ones that are little charms on a necklace, they're like $4.25, and it's pretty awesome. And so you can find it on Etsy.com/shop/Emmy's Minis. It's Emmy's Minis. And I asked Emmy to send me a little biography of herself, so I'm going to read what she sent me in an email. It's just a tiny shop I started up earlier this year. I've been making miniatures out of polymer clay for close to 3 years now. Finally, this year I decided to try to sell them after a lot of people kept telling me that I should. I've added different types of accessories over the months. The most recent would be the phone cases and the charm bracelets. Yeah, I forgot to mention she makes phone cases, and they're really cute too. They're mostly like girly phone cases. I wouldn't really see a boy with them because they're kind of, it looks like frosting is like on the case, but it's actually hard and it has jewels on it, and you just got to see it. They're so cute. But anyway, so back to what she said. She said, right now what I'm selling are handmade and or hand decorated accessories, from jewelry to phone cases. Over the weekend I added a section of charm bracelets, two different styles. One is a cute little belt bracelet that you can slide charms onto. The other is a Pandora-esque bracelet at a fraction of the cost. I'll be adding more colors throughout the week. Then I want to continue adding variety so I can reach out to everyone. I want to always have something cute, of good quality, and affordable while still offering something a bit more flashy. Still of good quality, but maybe a bit more appropriate for those special occasions. patients. As much as I would super duper uber love to quit my job and do this full time, I know I can't. I don't have this shop as a means of living, but I would like to hope that the business could pick up steadily because it's not easy being young and working and going to school and trying to make ends meet. I need new tires for my car right now and some repairs, and I just can't afford anything, but I'm holding out hope that I'll be able to make it for now. I don't want to give up on my shop. I've invested too much to let go. I also decided to start giving back by taking a dollar from each sale my shop makes each month and giving it to a charity, good cause, organization, etc. It's the least I can do right now. I know what it's like to go without and not have anyone at all extending a hand for help. You never know what the future holds. This month's donation is going to the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Last month's donation went to the innocent victims in Syria who are living out a nightmare right now, and it's just absolutely horrible. So yeah, this is the email she sent me, and as you can tell, she's a very genuine, obviously very beautiful person. And like I said, there's so many things that you can buy that are less than $5 that are very affordable, and they make great presents, little stocking stuffers even, or little things that you want to send people over the mail. Like, they're very cute, and I hopefully I'll be able to buy some soon because they're so cute. And like I said, I've tried to make these polymer clay creations before, and they are not easy, especially these detailed ones that I see she's making. They're just honestly fantastic, and Emmy is brilliant. So once again, if you'd like to visit her Etsy shop, it is www.etsy.com/shop/EMIS Emmy's Minis. So this year, and the past few months, Taking Back Sunday has been going on a Tell All Your Friends tour. Tell All Your Friends was their first album, and it actually pretty much ruled my high school life as well as most people that I knew. So I want to play a song that is near and dear to my heart. And even though I didn't get to see them live, I hope all of you that did get to see them live sang your hearts out and relived all your beautiful high school memories. Here's Taking Back Sunday. And the song is called Bike Scene. Enjoy!
Walk, leave the lights down low so she knows I mean business. And maybe we can talk this over, cause I could be your best bet. Let alone your worst ex, and let alone your worst. I wanna hate you so bad, but I can't. Keep it.
Another song I wanted to play for today's episode is called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by G Love. Yes, the song is originally by Simon and Garfunkel, but I really enjoy this cover and I think you guys will too.
Problems all inside your head, she said to me. The answer's easy if we take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I repeat myself at the risk of being rude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan and stand. You don't need to be calling, Roy. You just listen to me.
She said it grieves me now to see you in such pain. Oh, yesterday was something I could do to make you smile again. I said I appreciate that. Now would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, now why don't we both sleep on it tonight? And in the morning I believe that you begin to see the light. Then she kissed me and I realized that she was probably right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan and stand. You don't need to be coy and rude. You just listen to me. You hop on the bus, Gus. Don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan and stand. You don't need to be coy and rude. You just listen to me. You hop on the bus.
Now it is time to play a song from one of my favorite musicals / movies starring Julie Andrews. This song is called My Favorite Things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so.
Now, I want to end the show, and I want to let you guys know that my show is expanding. I'm now on iTunes, as I mentioned, and I really want this show not to be just about me and things that I think are important and that I think should be discussed and emphasized. I want you guys to tell me what you want to hear, and you guys to share things with me, like songs you want to listen to, things you want to talk about, something interesting that you read, anything, a picture of anything, like anything that you want to hear, tell me, and I will incorporate it into the show somehow. I really want it to be about everybody. I don't want it to just be about me, like I said, because then it's going to get boring, and it's not going to be something that everybody wants to hear. It's just going to be what I want to hear, and maybe not even that. So please, like, you know, message me on Facebook, comment on my posts, email me at charmaine42@gmail.com. You can message me on Tumblr. I'm very accessible. I'm on my phone all the time checking things. So, like, really, there's no excuse for not contributing. I want everybody to contribute as much as they can. And with that, I will leave you with a Santana song called Europa. Have a great night. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I will see you next weekend.